I say praise the Lord. I welcome each and every one of us to the presence of the Almighty God this morning, and I pray that our coming will not be in vain in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Almighty Father, we appreciate you. We bless your holy name for the opportunity and the privilege to be here this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are about to go into your word. Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit, that is the great teacher, will teach each and every one of us in Jesus' name. We pray that our life will never remain the same after this message in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Once again, I welcome you to the new year in Jesus' name. It is the year that will launch us into uncommon favor, uncommon miracle, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is the year of our breakthrough and accomplishments in Jesus' name. So this morning, we are going to be looking at a very popular verse in the Bible, and the title of my message is Blessings Throughout the New Year. So we are quickly going to open our Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy 28. I will take us through the blessings. I'm going to be talking about the blessings throughout the new year. And I can assure you, the blessing of God is not only for 1 year. It's an everlasting one. It's from day to day, month to month. And as we'll be looking at the blessing in Deuteronomy chapter 28, we consider this chapter of the Bible. We should be very careful. I don't want us to be civilized with our amen. I want our amen to be sharp and strong. Because this is a new year. We have to start with new things, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Because all the blessing that we'll be pronouncing this morning is meant for you and your family. So I see no reason why you want to be civilized with your amen. You have to shout a very good amen and put the devil to shame this new year in Jesus' name. So let's quickly open our Bible. We start from Deuteronomy 28. I don't know if it can be on the... It can be projected on the board, but you can still open our Bible and just read it. So we'll be starting from verse 3. Are we all there? It says, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. What the Bible is saying is that, you know, the blessings, miracle, and favor of God will rest upon you wherever you may be. You know, wherever God has put you, you know, wherever God's eyes will reach. And where can God's eyes not reach? Nowhere. So that is what the Bible is telling us this morning. That will be our portion this year in the mighty name of Jesus. That the Lord will mark you for blessing, you know, all the time. Not this year alone, like I said before, that the blessing of God is not only for 2012, but it's all year round until we go to meet him. That is the promise of God for us. So the blessing will not be for this year alone, but it will carry us to eternity in Jesus' name. Let's look at verse 4. It says, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, notice it, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, and increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flock. Praise the Lord. They say, blessed shall be the fruit of our body. What it means is that our children will be blessed in their work, in their education, or whatever they do. He said, no sickness will come upon you or them in the mighty name of Jesus. What he's saying is that even if the enemy wants to strike, the Lord will intervene on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at verse 5. It says, blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. What it means is that, you know, your saving investments and harvest, you know, God will bless them and multiply it in the mighty name of Jesus. So we're going to look at verse 6. It says, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. What it's saying here is that, you know, wherever you go, God will distinguish you for blessing, uncommon blessing, in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 7. Are we following? Say, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. What the Bible is saying here, certainly they are enemies. You know, in the world, you know, Satan is our enemy and his agent, but they will never conquer you, because God is near to you, and you know, all your enemy, God will conquer them before even they come to your dwelling place in Jesus' name. Before they get to you, he will smite them in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, during the day he will guide you and protect you, and at night he will shield you from all attack in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 8. It says, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord God your God is giving you. You know, we have to know this one. There's something very important there. Say, where the Lord God has put you. You know, everything you lay your hand upon this year, you know, and the years to come, God is saying, he's telling you this morning that he's going to bless it in Jesus' name. He said you will flourish, you know, even when others are failing in it. Say, when it is your turn, because you are part of his promise, that he said when others are failing, that you are not going to fail in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, failure, disappointment, you know, even if others, if that same venture, when others have been, you know, disappointed, they meet failure, God is telling you this morning that that is not your portion in Jesus' name. That whatever you lay your hand upon, that the Lord will prosper it in Jesus' name. So let's look at the last part. You say, you know, the Lord is very specific here. See, the Lord is saying to you, you know, to remain where God has put you. You know, you don't have to be running around changing job. No, just seek the face of God and remain where he has placed you, because that is where he's going to shower his blessing upon you. You know, because wherever he has chosen for you, be there and he will bless you. Wherever, you don't need to shift. You don't need to look at, you know, what others are doing. You have to be determined to be different this year so that you'll be able to receive your blessing in full in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at verse 9. It says, the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his way. You know, this is the part that we don't like, but we have to like it, because what is happening around here is that, you know, the Lord has the power to keep you holy and you remain blameless, because when you are holy, you know, nothing can stop your blessing. You know, throughout the year, he says categorically that he will do it. You know, you have to make up your mind. You have to be determined, just like I've said before, to walk, you know, in the ways of our Lord. You know, to listen, because throughout this year, we know many things will be ministering to us. Even when we read the Bible, everything will be pointing to God. We have to make up our mind to be different, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at verse 10. It says, then all the people on the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. You know, everybody that will see you, they will see the God in you, you know, because the favor of the Lord will be upon you. You know, people, even the enemy, everybody will be afraid of you. They know that this is, you know, the hand of God. The everything around you, you know, God will be written all over you. And when God is written all over you, who is Satan? Our enemy. He can do nothing. And that's your portion this year and the year to come in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, all the evil forces will tremble before you. I say we should say amen. I say all evil forces will tremble before us in Jesus' name. None will be able to harm us in Jesus' name. I've said that we should not be civilized with our amen. We should let it be strong and sharp. Verse 11. And the Lord will grant you plenty of good in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. You know, God will make everything about you to be good. You know, there will be no struggle. There will be easy path. That's what the Bible is telling us this morning, that everything about us will be good. You know, if everything about us is good, then where will the devil be? You know, we'll be under our feet in Jesus' name. Let's look at verse 12. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. This is very important, you know. God is saying that, you know, if you have been depending on people for one thing or the other, depending on people to give you one thing, this year, be ready for a miraculous turnover in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will pour his blessing upon you this year, that you will begin to lend to nation in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are owing, God will settle the bill in the mighty name of Jesus. And you have more to spare. That is when you have more to lend to nation in the mighty name of Jesus. You are not going to beg in Jesus' name. Let's look at 13. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only and not beneath. If you heed to the commandments of the Lord your God, which are commanded to you today, and are careful to observe them. Praise the Lord. You know, it says that it's a year of our success. Promotion, you know, that the Lord will make you to excel in anything among our peers, you know, that God will distinguish us for good thing in Jesus' name. That we stand tall among our peers, among our colleagues, that wherever we are, that we are going to stand tall in Jesus' name. Just like I said before, every page of the Bible has God's blessing. So we are quickly going to look at some other places in the Bible. Let's quickly look at Job chapter 36 verse 11. If you are there before me, you can read Job 36. Amen. You know what, like I said before, that, you know, the blessing of God is not only for 1 year or 1 month. They are to last you for the rest of your life, you know. So that is the purpose of God for us. Ours is to do our part, and God will do his part, because we all know that God cannot fail. Let's quickly look at Psalm 68 verse 19. If you are there before me, you can read. Psalm 68:19.
Blessed be the Lord who bears our burden and carries us day by day, even the God who is our salvation.
Praise the Lord. It says here, what it's saying is that God will bless us daily. You know, he will daily load us with blessing. You know, that is why we should expect new miracle, new mercies, blessing every day. Not only this year, but the year to come, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's quickly look at Zechariah, the book before Malachi. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 7. Still talking about the blessings of God. It says, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge over my courts. I will give you place to walk among those who stand here. What the Bible is saying here is that he's going to bless us, that we are going to stand, you know, that we are going to stand tall. We're going to make provision for us, that wherever we be, that we are going to stand tall, that God will see the glory of God in us, in our lives, and they will begin to glorify our Father which is in heaven. So, you know, just like I've said before, that all those promises, they are for us, but we get there, because there's always all this, you know. If we go back to where we have read in the book of Deuteronomy, we know all these promises, you know, they are conditions that are tied to it. So let's quickly look at the book of Isaiah 43. We see some of the blessings of God. Isaiah 43, 16 to 19, talking about the blessing of God for us.
Amen. They are quenched like a lamp quick.
Amen.
Do not earnestly remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Praise the Lord. God is set to bless us this year. Say there will be peace around us. If you look back to 2011, everywhere in the world, like I always tell people, that there's no peace. God is saying to us that we are going to experience peace all year round in Jesus' name. He said we should not be afraid of anything. That, you know, that is his assurance. We should not even be afraid of the devil, that no evil will befall us, that we bring out our fruits in due season, that everything about us, they will spring forth in their due season. We are not going to look at any area of our life this year and say, oh, this year I prosper here, but I've not prospered. That is the promise of God for us, that we should claim it in the mighty name of Jesus. Just if this message is not going to be completed, if we talk about the blessings of the Almighty God, what He has for us, what He's going to do, what He has promised to do, what He is even doing for us right now. You know, if we don't talk about the condition for the blessing, then this message will not be completed. Let's quickly go back to where we have read in Deuteronomy 28. So we start from verse 1, talking about the conditions for God's blessing. Deuteronomy 28. Are we there? I want somebody to read so that it will not be my own word. I want somebody to read Deuteronomy 28, verse 1.
And to do all His commandment, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Praise the Lord. No, the blessing we have just had, the one that we have just read, you know, the package there, described there, you know, it's come with some condition. You know, there are some conditions that are tied to it. Number one, it says we should listen diligently to the voice of God, you know, keep His commandment, walk in His way, you know, it comes, the blessing is there for us, but there are some conditions that are tied to the blessing. So we have to do our own part. Just like I always tell people that, you know, the young ruler who went to Jesus and said, "What must I do?" There's always what we must do to receive blessing. There's always what we must do in the kingdom of God. You know, if we want blessing, we have to walk the walk. Are we ready to walk the walk this year? Are we ready to walk the walk this year? We want the blessing, we have to walk the walk. You know, if we want radical blessing, we want outrageous blessing, we have to be radical in everything that we do for God. You know, we have to come out of our comfort zone. We have to do it. Look at, if nobody is doing it, you have to be determined. You have to make up your mind, you know, without reservation that you are going to do it. You know, even if everybody is turning from the way of righteousness, they are going, turning back. You say, just say to yourself, no, I want to do something different for God so that I'll be able to have His blessing. You know, throughout this year and the years to come, God will be speaking to us from men of God, women of God, even the Holy Spirit that is indwelling will be speaking to us. When we come to church like this, God will be speaking to us. What is our part? What do we do? As we are receiving instruction from God, God wants us to run with it. You know, that is where the blessing is. It doesn't matter who do or who don't do. Just is to be focused and do what the Bible says. Each time we come to the word of God, we come to church like this and we hear the word of God, what we need to do is to ask God for more grace so that we'll be able to do what the Bible says. I normally tell people that, you know, our children that are growing up here, sometimes I said to them that sometimes when I look at them, I just pity them, I have mercy for them. Why? Because they live double life. What we teach at home is different from what they see. That's why I always tell parents that sometimes we should be deliberate in our teachings, that we should slow down for them, because they come home, they ask you many questions that, you know, you'll be thinking from your own sense, why is this child asking me such question? It's not his or her fault. It's because of the type of world we are today, that, you know, whatever we see around us, you know, speak to us. And our children will be coming home and be asking us, oh, why is this happening? Why is this that? And you know, it's different from the teaching they refuse. So that is why it's very important for us as parents to know the one that has saved us, so that we'll be able to help our children through this end time period. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Just like we know, God will never fail nor disappoint us. Once He has said He's going to do something, He will do it. No matter what happens, He will fulfill His own part of the covenant. It doesn't matter what others are doing or what others are not doing. Once He says He's going to do it. Even if people are deviating, you know, they are not stable, looking for excuses not to serve God or try to reduce the things of God to nothing, you just be focused and see what the Lord will do to you. You know, follow God's instruction diligently, no matter who is speaking. I always tell people, I say, if a 1-year-old come out here to say something, that if we are careful, that we'll be able to take something home. No matter who is speaking, just ask God for mercy so that we'll be able to take what the person is saying. Ask the Holy Spirit to help us, because by our own self, we cannot do it. It is when we diligently do all this one that God asks us to do, then God will mark us for favor. You know, and you know, anybody that see us be asking, looking at us, oh, is this not brother so and so? Is this not sister so and so? Why? Because the mark of God is upon us. And I pray the mark of God will be upon us in Jesus' name. There are some other things that we need to know if we are going to partake in the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's quickly open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Psalm 101 verse 5. We are talking about the condition for God's blessing. If we are going to partake in the blessings of God. Psalm 101 verse 5. Say, are we all there? Say, whoever secretly slander his neighbor, I will destroy. The one who has a naughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. Praise the Lord. We are talking about, you know, the condition for God's blessing. It says here, you know, if we want to partake of the blessing of God, you know, there are some things that we know, that we do. All those, it doesn't matter, little things. He said, if we secretly slander our neighbors, you know, there are some things that we do, we say, that is even more than killing. You know, if God is telling us this year that we should, you know, separate ourselves from it. You know, who can fight God? I always tell people, my husband, I say, when something happened, and we just, when something happened that is about the kingdom of God, and people just handle it anyhow. I used to ask this question. I say, if we say God is not going to fight, if God decided to fight, who can fight God? Praise the Lord. So we have to know, you know, anything that is not going to bring glory to the kingdom of God, if you know that you are going to see anything that will bring another person down, you better not say it. There's no harm in saying, I don't want to comment. I've taught here before. I said, if there's anything that is your personal issue, if somebody asks you and you don't want to say anything, you just said it's personal, and any wise person will not push it. Praise the Lord. So those are the things that can hinder us from, you know, be a partaker of the blessing of God, and that one will not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's quickly look at the book of Numbers. We are going to talk about complaints, murmur, you know, Numbers 13. If you are there before me, you can read. I want us to read from 27 to 33. Are we there? Can somebody read for me? Numbers 13, 27 to 33.
Went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is truth. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the lands of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the bank of the Jordan. The Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up and once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devour its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature.
33.
There we saw the giants. The descendant of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
Praise the Lord. It's a very familiar place. We all know it. You know, if we complain, if we murmur against anything that is of God, you know what happened? About 300,000 people were destroyed because of this act here. You know, Remember the spies, they went, that was set out, they went further in error to give their own judgment. You know, their own judgment was contrary to the will of God. You know, they give their own opinion. Unfortunately for them, you know, their opinion, God has already seen, God has already spoken. You know, just like I've said before, that ours is to do what God has asked us to do. You know, instead of complain, why can't we ask questions? There are few people here in the church, you know, anytime they are confused, you always call me first hand to ask, why is this? You know, if we are going to complain, if we are going to murmur, how can we inherit the blessing of God? If there's anything we are not clear about, you know, especially when it please, when it comes to the things of God, we are not saying in this church alone, but wherever you find yourself, wherever God has put you, don't complain. I've shared stories about how people complain, even myself. I've shared story with us how back in our church in Nigeria, we asked to do something in the church, and I did not even say anything. I murmured. I said, we asked to contribute money, and I said, where do you expect me to have this type of money? I just cited three people in the church within my heart, and I said, these three people, they are able to do it. And I've told people the consequence, you know. It was difficult. And when I asked God, why has this happened to me? He said, remember in the church, when they were going to do this and this, I said, but I didn't say anything. He said, you complain in your heart. God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, when we begin to take the things of God seriously and not make it into, you know, reduce it to nothing. You know, even the people of the world, they take everything they do seriously. How much more we, the children of God? I was telling my husband yesterday, I went to coast at 4:45. So when I got there, I was asking Brother Niyi this morning. I said, people are very sweet too. I went there. So me and one lady, we just managed to enter. Then I told the lady, I said, we made it. She looked at me and smiled. Then we went inside. So as soon as it was 5 p.m., one lady just stand out there and people are rushing. Then I went to the lady. I said, look at these people. Look at this elderly person. Maybe they want to take their dinner. She said, no, that is 5. Then I just look at this. I said, wow, this is good. No, it ministered to me. Once it's 5, when I got home, I told my husband, I said, he said, that's why this place is good. One, even if you are going to buy the whole market, once it's 5, it's 5. No? When it comes to the things of God, how seriously do we take it? How seriously do we take it? And remember one thing, I always tell people, I say, whatever we say to our children doesn't matter. It's what they see us do, you know? I've shared many times with us here how my daughter will be on the phone and I will tell her to stop. Say one day to me that you speak to your friend. When you are on the phone with your friend, you can talk like 1 hour. I kept quiet because it's true. So we have to be serious. That is when we are going to receive from God, you know. We have to be determined, just like I've said before, so that God will be able to bless us, you know. We come to the church every time. We hear the blessing, we hear the word of God, and the devil is not in a hurry to get us. You know, immediately we hear the word of God. That's why we have to be very careful when we just finish hearing the word of God now. Remember back at home, then I was young, as soon as you finish from church, you don't go anywhere. You go home straight. You say, I want to take the blessing home. We can still go back to those old basics. We can still do it, you know. After hearing the word of God, it's not that time that we'll be joking, you know. By the time we know those things, that we reverse all the blessing that God has given us. You know, we just be quiet. We have to be sober. That is why the Bible says we should be sober, we should be vigilant, because our enemy is not in a hurry to get us. You know, like I've said before, it's only when we get to heaven that we know, we know who is a Christian. You know, it's not merely confessing it that I'm a Christian. We have to act. We have to do it. And how can we do it? We can't say we are a child of God and when God asks us to do something, we won't do it. Look at us parents. Each time I ask my children to do something and they don't do it, I get angry. The same thing with God. You know, you can't say you love God and when God asks you to do something, you just look at it and say, mm-mm. I told the people who came for the meeting last week, I said to them, I say, all of us, we call for meeting. You deliberately will not come because messages will be sent out, will be announced here. I said, but you still make up our mind not to come. I said, the part I don't like about this thing is that I'm not going to go to anybody's house to force them to come. But I told them that when we begin to do those things that we've discussed here, some people will be, I didn't know. I said, in that case, what do we do? Because the meeting has been called, we have to make deliberate effort to be there. I told them, I say, if I like something, if you tell me you find it in a shop in Jundalup, be sure I will be there. We all run a very tight schedule, I can tell you. Nobody is not busy. Who is not busy? Nobody. But out of that busyness, I want us to make time this new year. You know, just like I tell people, just make time for God. See what God will do. You know, what you need to do is God. Lord, you say I should do this. I'm doing it. You said I should put you in remembrance of your word. This year, I'm going to do this for you. Some of us, it's not as if we don't know that there's no meeting. We will not even make any effort. It's not as if we don't know. We know. But we look at it. Do I even have time? How can you say you don't have time for the things of God? Who will you have time for? The one that is the creator of heaven and earth. The one that if he change his mind, if he open any door, nobody can shut. You know, if he closes any door, nobody can open. The one that holds everything that you think you have. Your total being. And you just say, and sometimes, if you even ask people, why don't you come? Oh, I don't even know. That is not good. We have to be deliberate in our serving God. It has to come deliberately. We have to make efforts. Because the devil is not even convenient, and the devil doesn't even want us to make heaven. So that is why this year I'm going to encourage each and every one of us to change our measure. We should do something, you know, do it differently. You know, do it. Let's even see. Maybe if I do it this way this year, let's see. And I can assure, just like I said before, God will never fail. You know, it is impossible for him to fail. Once he says he will do it, he will do it. You know, so this morning I want to encourage each and every one of us as we are starting a new year that you have to ask God to give you the grace this 2012 that you are going to be different, that you are going to do things differently for God this year. And I can assure you that your testimony will be full in Jesus' name. Whatever you have left behind to say this time, I'm taking this time out, whatever you have left behind to participate in the things of God, God will make your joy to be full in those things in the mighty name of Jesus. Can we rise up this morning and just ask God for more grace? By ourselves, we cannot do it. We've had the blessings of God and the condition. You know, if you go back home and read Deuteronomy 28, it comes with condition. You know, it's not that the blessings are there, but are we ready to walk the walk? Are we ready to meet the condition? Ask God for more grace, because by yourself, you cannot do it. Even this fasting, ask God that you want to participate. If God can make way where it seems to be no way, he can help you. You can do it.
Our God is a God of new beginning. Ask God to begin something new with you this year. He's a God of the miraculous. Ask him to do the miraculous in your life and with your life this year. Not only will he do the miraculous in your life, he will do it with your life. You become an instrument in his hand this year. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' glorious name we pray. And so our Lord and our God, we have heard you. We receive grace to live in obedience to you this year in Jesus' name. Everything you have mentioned as our blessing will not pass us by in Jesus' name. Our Lord and our God, in case we missed it in the past, you can give second chance. Lord, I pray for restoration today in Jesus' name. In case somebody has looked at something and said it was impossible before, this year, there is a change of mind and there is a change of understanding. All impossibilities of last year, they become possible this year in Jesus' name. We are rising to a new level as individuals. We are rising to a new level as a church. The glory of the Lord will overshadow us this year in Jesus' name. Lord, murmuring is such a dangerous thing. our Lord and our God. More will not proceed out of our lips this year in Jesus' name. Father, the fullness of our blessing will be our portion in Jesus' name. We will be the people who will say, yes, we can, because we walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. Thank you for this time in our lives. Even Lord, we thank you for the strength you have supplied during this period of fasting. It will be the acceptable fasting in your sight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.